Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Yo, Dave, be there in a couple of minutes.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
W-A-R-C-Y, self-radio test. W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees.
WDAKLM.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees.
N-8-W-R-O, W-8-V-D. N-8-W-R-O, K-K-K, Joe. I'm at one of your local haunts here. I'm over at Zeph's with family.
Copy, Aditi.
W-A-V-D, K-C-K-G-O. What's going on, Molly? You out there with Tim today?
Yeah, just a second. We're just checking something. Warren is down, we found out.
I gotcha. I thought something was strange yesterday. All right, I'll let you two get at it. It's about the KCK Joe.
Post on Discord.
KC8LTS isn't linked anymore either. KCATGO KEWJ. Tom, you still out here? KEWJ.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
Well, I guess my note ain't getting out today. KEWJ, I'll be clear.
Copy that. NAWRO clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Snow. 35 degrees.
NAWRO, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Are you over here?
Negative. I'm up the stairs in the room. I put my antenna up in the attic. Kind of like midway in the middle.
So you on it now? That's a good signal. Yeah, you're keying up Richmond fine.
Yeah, there's people on Mac. I'm going to try to get in there. I got static, you know, I got a little static, but I think that's just the Richmond site. You know, it's a little bit staticky.
Yeah, I just had to check everything here. Yeah, I'm on the analog, so I'm on the right rate. My antenna's switched right. I always use low power, obviously, 7 blocks away. And your signal's coming in good, though. That's nice, kind of what we wanted. Yeah, they're still on there. Hey, you got GMRS up there at the house, too? Because I could do that, or no?
Nope, it's just my Alinco Mobile. I got it up here on a power supply. So how do I sound? I put it on low power.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say loud and clear. There's absolutely no. It will be interesting to see what you do. Is this going to work out? Yeah, on the 7.2. So it'll be VHF, so you're still going to hit the same, like we were talking, right? You got to receive from Aunt Clemens, but that's still got to improve. So, yeah, we'll have to wait till they're still on it. Wait till the channel's clear and give it a shot. I'll try to turn it up here. I'll turn the Motorola on 7.2 so I'll hear you better, you know, when it's clear.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Like I said, right now, like, so I'm listening to people and it seems kind of steady coming off of Richmond. But I think that's just VHF altogether.
I having a little trouble with the VHF lately, so I'm not sure what it is. Again, the Motorola comes in better. I don't understand. Same antenna, just switching it. But it's not bad. I still can read it. But, yeah, we'll see. I think that's Dean out there, right? Somebody else trying to look on the dashboard to see or who he's talking to or where he's talking to. Looks like, I don't know, up here? All right, NAWO clear here. I'll be monitoring 7.2.
Copy that. I'm waiting for a break on VHF and I'll try calling you on there, so I'll turn Mac 2 up. All right, 73 for now, KCG2. NAWO on UHF. KCK Joe, hold on, I got to turn off the tone, and then I'll be right over to 46. I heard you loud and clear, but I'll be right back. Give me a minute. KCK Joe.
KCKJO, NAWRO.
Hold on 1 second, Tim. I'm trying to turn off the subaudible tone on it. I got the offset set, but I got to turn off the tone. I got it set at 100. I got to get rid of it. I'll be right back. KCKJ, I'll call you here on YouTube in 1 moment.
Copy.
NAWRO, KEALES. Yeah, I tried Simplex, because we cleared out on 7.2. I tried Simplex, but I think you had just wide back over here too quick.
I was a little too quick to leave there. We're talking 146.58.
Yeah, that's correct. I got a copy on you, Simplex, on the backup 2 meter Simplex. I did get a copy on you. I just didn't key up soon enough before you switched over.
Copy that. My squelch was way too high. I just made some adjustments, and let's wait for Tom. We'll try it again here. Both sides of the radio, so I'll be listening. NAWRO.
Copy that. Stand by momentarily. I'm jumping into the pit stop here at 26 in Gratiot to grab a drink real fast. I will be returning to E8LAX.
Copy.
Updated weather. Special weather statement.
WRO, KCK Joe. Gotta give you a minute. I gotta go run and find my book.
Yeah, copy that. No rush, Tom. Good time for a break for me, too. NAWRO, clear for now, but listening. FBI and
146.58. KE8LAX returning. NAWROKE8LAX. Are you still on frequency, Tim?
Yes, sir. I am here. Tom's taking a break for some adjustments, and we're still monitoring, but go ahead.
Copy that. I heard him mention something about his Simplex being programmed with a 100 tone, and I just looked at the mobile, and it looks like I've got a 100 tone in here as well. I find that a little strange. I wonder if the code plug or programming was done by the same person.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, what the heck? Let me check mine. That's not right. Right?
I would assume that's incorrect. It is simplex on a simplex frequency. I would assume it would be no tone in any direction.
Guys, or Tom especially, my Yaesu, I'm looking at all the simplex. I never noticed this before. But all the simplex says 100 hertz CTSC tone. But I don't really think it's there, is it?
I don't know. Let's go over to simplex and find out. QSY over to 146.580 KCKGO.
Yeah, QSY, it's on my B side.
WROKE8LAX. I had a solid copy on you. I don't know if you're receiving my signal.
So when I transmitted on the Yaesu, you had a solid copy, and I don't think I was receiving then, if that's the case.
I would assume I had a solid copy, and your signal was actually better than the Motorola.
All right, I'm going to do some investigation like Tom's probably doing. I'll stand down. Thanks, Dean. I will be listening to FBI, though.
Yeah, copy that. I'll go in the house, turn the radio on in the office. I'm probably going to be limited in the office. That windstorm did some antenna troubles on my end, so when weather permitting, I have to get back up on the roof and tighten up my clamps. It moved a few, it has a little bit of a lean to it now.
Copy that. Yeah, they were pretty fierce, those gusts, so that's what apparently caused the problem down at Warren. So we're to be notified on that. All right, sounds good. I'll stand down for now and take a look inside my code plug here.
Good afternoon.
NAWRO clear.
100 hours. Rain. 34 degrees.
NAWRO, KCKGO. I think I'm ready to rock and roll now. I found the turn. Turn the tone off, so it should be just straight simplex. If you want to QSY to 4658.
Copy. We've been kind of playing around with that, too. It looks like mine is on the Yaesu as well, so I don't know, Yaesu thing. But I'm over on the Motorola. That's clear. I'll be listening. 146.58. NAWRO, QSY.
KCKGO, QSY. NAWRO, KCKGO. I can hear you, but apparently you can't hear me. Yeah, check and see if the tone's off. I figured out how to turn mine off, so.
John, I heard you last in FBI. I was on the Motorola, so I had no tones. Dean's over there now. I'm going to try it again. 146.58. NAWRO.
NAWRO, KCKGO. Yeah, I can hear you on simplex, but apparently you can't hear me, and I have no tone squelch or anything on it.
Tom, did you have any copy on my signal, KE8LAX?
Negative, KE8LAX. I heard nothing but NAWRO.
Yeah, as the crow flies, it's probably a little tricky, just like simplex DMR. HT, I can get to Tim from my QTH, but he can't get all the way to Wally, and so I kind of have to be the relay, and I think it might be the same I think it might be the same for Tim. I can get to Tim, Tim can get to me, but I can't get to you. It's likely how that is, so Tim would have to be the relay for us.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Go ahead, Tom.
Just wait for him to check us, see maybe change over to the Zisu and see if he can turn the tone off on his Simplex. I figured out how to turn mine off, so now it's just a matter of getting his turned off.
So, Tom, the only thing is I've got the Motorola that doesn't have anything on it, and I still couldn't hear you, and I don't know why. So, I think I'm going to take it a break from now because I got a couple other things to do. But I do want to take this up later, Tom, and talk to you about what's going on. And then, you know, maybe we can pick it up later. We should be able to do that, like Memphis to Richmond to New Haven to New Baltimore. That'd be a great relay. Over to Dean for now.
Yeah, copy that. I figured it out as well. I was able to go into functions and set the tone type to none, and I was able to get rid of it. And I pushed the power all the way up, so I think on 2 meter it's 50 watts or something like that, or close to 50 watts. And obviously I wasn't getting through, but Tim was able to hear me on the Motorola. But yeah, that's how I achieved it, and I'm assuming. With your radio, I don't know if you set up that Yaesu in the QTH or not, but if that's so, I'm assuming how you get rid of it is very similar.
Yeah, I'll let Tim check out his. I'm sitting here on UHF on 5 watts, so I know it got word and it's loud and clear. He said he hear me good on VHF loud and clear. On duplexes, so we're good there. I'm going to try Bell River and see if I'm remotely close to being able to hit them. So I'll step up as well. I'm going to jump over to Bell River and see what I get on there. 73 for now, KJO.
All right, myself, I'll jump out as well, but we'll reconvene, Tom, at a later date, and we'll fix this. Thanks, Dean, for everything. HWRO, I will be clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Snow. 32 degrees.
KFAS. KPR. You over here, Dick?
Yep, I'm here. KFAS. I heard you briefly.
was just experimenting with some fusion stuff later in the Mount Clemens machine. I don't think I'm quite hitting it.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that you've got your old call sign in there.
Yeah, I heard you say that, so I just changed it. I forgot about this particular radio. I don't use it very often, on Fusion especially. So, yeah, I wanted to ask you something anyways. I understand you either ordered or are getting or have gotten the new Anytone 890. Is that correct? Somebody said.
Yep, I've got it. And it's kind of like the 878. I have not used NXDN on it yet. I don't think the firmware has been updated yet, or maybe it has, and I haven't looked yet.
Okay, yeah, that interests me greatly because I work with NXDN at work, so that'd be great. I understand you also got a good price on it. Where'd you get it from?
Wuxon.us. It's funny because the guy doesn't sell Wuxon products anymore, but he has the domain. So it's like Wuxon.us. I think he got in trouble for selling it less than $299, but maybe email the guy and see if he privately will give you that offer. He might give you like a coupon code or something. You know, you'll have to pay $299 when you put it in the cart, and then he gives you a coupon code. You can email a guy directly and see if he's willing to do something like that. But when I did it, it was a pre-order, and then I like made the mistake of announcing it to a bunch of people, and I guess there was this guy named Jeremiah that works for BridgeCom that saw it and then told the Anytone people, and then this guy got in trouble. So I don't know if he can sell it for cheap again, but you can ask him.
Okay, how do you spell Wuxon? I tried a couple things that didn't work.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look up the website. I'll tell you exactly. One moment. Okay, it's, I'm going to spell it phonetically. Whiskey, Oscar, Uniform, X-ray, Uniform, November, .us, like United States. So that's WOUXUN.US.
Okay, I got it. All right, great. I just got to see if there's a place to email him.
Yeah, let me see if, I'll check my email, hold on, find out his email address.
Oh, I found it, there's a contact. Okay. All right, I'll try that and see what happens. All right, I appreciate it. So you're saying right now it does not do the NXDN, or it's not doing it properly, or what's the deal with that?
Well, at the time, they said that it was going to come in an updated firmware, and I don't know if it's changed yet. I have the... There's like NXDN stuff in the CPS software, but it's like not fully like integrated yet. Like it was separate contacts from your DMR. And the other thing I'm not sure about, I don't know if you can do DMR and NXDN at the same time. I think it might be like one or the other. But like I said, I don't know yet because I don't think I have no way of changing the mode in the radio right now, at least the firmware that I got. So, but they promised there's supposed to be a new firmware coming.
All right, I'll check into it. Appreciate it. All right, let's go. Thanks for the info.
KAPR. I can't believe I'm still doing it.
Yeah, it might take me a while too, so. All right, talk to you later. KFAS.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 1800 hours. Snow, 32 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Snow, 33 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear, 31 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear, 30 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.